This is Akashwani,
read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Kuwait have become consistently stood by each other. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the Hala Modi event held at the Kuwait's Sheikh Saad Al Abdullah Indoor Sports Complex yesterday, Mr. Modi lauded the Indian community's contribution to the Kuwait's progress and their strong reputation among the Kuwaiti government and the citizens. Mr. Modi also attended the opening ceremony of the Gulf Club, a football competition in Kuwait. Mr. Modi has also been among the chief guests. Highlighting the India's global leadership in the remittances, he attributed that his success to the dedication and hard work of the overseas Indians, including those in Kuwait. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is a well-equipped and a meet for the world's demand of the skilled talent. The Prime Minister reached the Kuwait city yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. Today, Mr. Modi will be accorded to a ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Palace, following that he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be a delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. This visit marks the first visit of the Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. It aims to strengthen the bilateral ties and enhance the cooperation in various sectors. The allocations of portfolios in the new elected Maharashtra government has announced yesterday. As per the release of the Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, the Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with the Home, Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration Department, Information and Publicity Departments and subjects not allotted to any other minister, whereas the Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle the Urban Development, Housing, Public Works and Finance and Planning, State Exercise Ministry respectively. Maharashtra BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule will be the Revenue Minister, Radhakrishna Vikre Patil will handle the Water Resources, and Girish Mahajan will oversee the Water Resources and Disaster Management, and Hassan Mushrif will look on the Ministry of Medical Education, whereas Chandrakant Patil will also retain his Higher and Technical Education and Parliamentary Affairs Ministry. Additionally, Pankaja Mugde will be the Minister of the Environment and the Climate Change, Animal Husbandry. Manik Rao Kokade will handle the Agriculture, and the Jai Kumar Gore has been entrusted with the Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, among others. Additionally, the six ministers of the states were also given portfolios. Several decisions have been taken related to the goods and service tax. GST is the 55th meeting of the GST Council held in Jaisalmer of Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting was chaired by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. It was attended by the Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Minister and the officials of the Ministry of Finance. Later addressing the press conference, Ms. Sitharaman said that the GST Council has decided rate cut on 45 rice kernels to 5% and recommends the amendment to definition of prepackaged and labeled items. She said that the GST Council has decided to reduce or exempt the tax rates of many items. Ms. Sitharaman said that the gene therapy has been exempted from GST. Also, GST will be levied on the penal charges, late payment fees of the banks and NBFCs. She said that it had also been decided to exempt the training partners of the National Skill Development Council from GST, but this decision will come into effect after the notification is issued. The air quality of the national capital, Delhi, has shown little improvement as it moved in the very poor category with the average air quality index of 364 at 8 p.m. yesterday. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours of the coming days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.